Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the major features in iOS 6, including accessibility. And in this demonstration, I'll actually be using my iPhone 4S. I won't be using my iPod Touch or iPad, of course, which iOS 6 is also compatible with as well. So let me say that I've got my iPhone 4S turned on, VoiceOver's running, and I'm currently sitting at the home screen of my iPhone. So what I'm going to basically do is go through the major features of iOS 6, then look at a few things that have moved around in iOS 6 as far as settings go, and then look at the main accessibility features with iOS. And as this is a feature overview, I won't be going into detail in any specific application or feature. There will be other demos that will go into more details at a later stage. So the first thing to mention in iOS 6, which is actually very exciting, is the new Maps feature. Of course, we all know that it's no longer Google Maps, it's now open source Maps now. And basically, that will now give you turn-by-turn direction with speech when you're navigating with your iPhone 4S in this case. Now, I'll just show you quickly the new map settings just in case you want to have a fiddle. So I'm going to find settings on my iPhone.
Utilities folder, 8 apps, settings.
I think I'll double tap.
Settings.
Okay, and I'm going to quickly swipe through the main settings screen to get down to map.
Airplane, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, personal, carry, do not, notify, general, sound, brightness, privacy, iCloud, mail, notes, reminder, phone, messages, FaceTime, maps, button.
There's maps, one finger double tap.
Maps, settings, back button.
And if I do one finger flick to the right to go through the options.
Maps, heading, navigation, voice, volume, heading.
Okay, navigation, voice, volume.
No voice.
And you've got no voice.
Low volume.
Low volume.
Normal volume.
Normal volume.
Selected. Loud volume.
Okay, and I've selected mine on loud volume.
Distances. Heading.
Okay, distances.
In miles.
In miles.
Selected. In kilometres.
I've got mine selected in kilometres.
Map labels. Heading.
Map labels.
Always English. On.
Always English. It's a toggle that's currently on.
Label size. Heading.
Label size.
Small.
Small.
Normal.
Normal.
Selected. Large.
I've got mine on large, and one more one finger flick to the right, and that's it for the maps. So I'm just going to press the home button.
Settings.
Now there are changes to the apps in regards to the App Store, iTunes Store, and iBooks Store. And I won't demonstrate it exactly now, but I will tell you that at the moment, in the App Store, when you actually purchase and download an app, it's actually quite nice because you can actually stay in the App Store, and when the app is downloaded, you can then have an opportunity to open up the app from within the App Store, which means you don't have to go and find it on one of your home screens, for example. You can open it up straight into the app. So that's point one. Point two is when you've downloaded an app to your iPhone, and if you want to exit out of the App Store and just go and find it yourself, it's going to be labeled as a new tag on the app itself. And from memory, I'm not 100% sure if that's a new iOS 6 feature, but it's actually quite nice that when you're flicking around, you hear it say app name new, say no, it's a new app. And we already know that the podcasts are now a separate application in iOS, so it's no longer part of the music app for podcasts. This next feature, which has got a lot of people talking, is the fact that the default YouTube app is no longer available in iOS 6 as a standard application that is pre-installed in iOS 6. That's no longer on your home screen. There's now a new Passbook app on your home screen of your iPhone for reservation tickets, credit cards, etc. Now, one thing that I will show you that has actually changed is the location of your Bluetooth settings icon in your settings panel. So let me touch the settings icon on my home screen.
Settings.
Okay, one finger double tap on settings, and you will notice that I've got my voice over hints currently turned off.
Settings.
Okay, on my settings screen, now I'm going to tap my finger up to the top left-hand side of the screen and drag down the left-hand side.
Settings, heading. Airplane mode, off. Wi-Fi, not connected, button, Bluetooth, on, button.
Okay, so it's right under Wi-Fi. So if I just do one finger double tap now.
Bluetooth, settings, back button.
Okay, there's the normal Bluetooth screen. So I can do the two-finger scrub to go back a screen.
Settings, heading.
Okay, and for the moment, I'm just going to press my home button to go back to the main home screen.
Settings.
Now, of course, the next exciting feature that I want to talk about is some of the new things you can do in Siri. So I'm just going to bring up Siri by just holding down the home button. Hello, Siri.
You said hello, Siri. Siri says hi back.
Okay, so let me do a few new things that you can do with Siri. These are not all of them by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm going to do some of the major ones. So the first thing I'm going to do is ask it where I am. Now, because I'm currently sitting in a building, it might not be too accurate. So let's try it now. Two-finger double tap. Where am I? And, of course, two-finger double tap to stop.
You said, where am I? I can see quite pinpoint your location, but I think you're near 200 Pacific Highway.
Okay, 200 Pacific Highway, that's pretty close to where I'm currently sitting because I'm actually in a building. So let me ask it, what is my nearest pizza place? So two-finger double tap. What is my nearest pizza place? Two-finger double tap and stop.
You said, what is my nearest pizza place? I found three places fairly close to you.
So let me touch the screen on the top.
I found three places fairly close to you.
And one finger flick to the right.
Joe's Pizza Parlor, unknown category, price. Hungry Wolf's Italian Pizza Pasta, unknown category, price. Domino's Pizza Wyoming, fast food, price.
Okay, and of course, if I want to get to any one of those, I can one finger flick back.
Hungry Wolf, Joe's Pizza Parlor, unknown category, price.
One finger double tap.
Restaurants, back button.
Okay, one finger flick to the right again.
Details. Done. Button, Joe's Pizza Parlor, phone number, 0243. Distance, 00 kilometers. 207 Pacific Highway.
Okay, and so on. So I can find out what my nearest pizza place is. In this case, I can actually get the address and also the phone number, and I could actually dial it from this screen as well. Okay, let me see what sort of movies are on today. What movies are on today?
You said, what movies are on today? I am looking for movies. The Master, 93 fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, coming September 14th. Resident Evil Retribution, coming September 14th. Bangkok Revenge, coming September 14th. Snowman Island, coming September 14th. 10 Year, coming September 14th. Arbitrage, 100 fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, coming September 14th.
Okay, so as you can tell, it's using Rotten Tomatoes to get the information. So that's fairly good. Let me ask it what my nearest railway station is. What is my nearest train station?
You said, what is my nearest train station? I found 12 train stations fairly close to you. Reviews from Yelp.
Okay, so it's getting the reviews from Yelp. I'm going to touch the towards the top of the screen.
Gosford Station, 6-8 Burns Crescent, 01 kilometres.
Okay, and there just happens to be Gosford Station right across the building from where I'm sitting. Now, the thing that I really like about the new Siri is that you can now use it to launch applications. So I can say, start Safari.
You said start Safari. Music. Loading. Safari. Skip to main content.
Okay, I'm now on Safari. If I hold my home button again and talk. Start mail.
You said mail. All inboxes one.
Okay, I'm in mail. And this one, which is also very nice. Open settings.
You said open settings.
Okay, my settings screen. Very, very nice. Now, I could probably keep playing with Siri all day, but for the moment, I'm just going to press my home button.
Home. Music.
Okay, and we'll get back to our feature list again. One of the new things in the iPhone, if I go to my notification center,
2:46 p.m. line, status bar item.
Finger drag down.
Notification, Gosford, currently 18 degrees, high 22, low 12, so current condition mostly flat, right. Post to Twitter, button.
I can now post to Twitter and...
Post to Facebook,
post
button.
Post to Facebook. Okay, so if I do one finger flick back to the left.
Post to Twitter,
one
button.
Finger double tap on Twitter.
Tweet, text field, is editing.
Okay, I could actually type in a tweet now, up to, of course, 140 characters. And because I'm using my iPhone 4S, if I come down to my online keyboard.
Space.
And go to the left.
Dictate.
Okay, of course, I've got the dictate button that I actually could use to dictate my tweet. Touch towards the top of the screen again.
Tweet. Text field. Is editing.
One finger flick to the right.
Location inactive. Button.
Okay, my location's currently inactive for my tweeting.
Add location. Button.
Add location.
Characters remaining. 140.
Characters remaining. Okay, and if I flip back to the left.
Add location. Tweet. Text. Send. Dimmed.
Okay,
button.
There's the send button, which is currently dimmed because I don't have any text in that particular field. Okay, so let me do a two-finger scrub to go back.
Gosford. Currently,
okay,
18 degrees, high
again.
22, low 30,
right.
Post to Twitter, post to Facebook,
okay,
button.
Post to Facebook, one finger double tap again.
Text field, is editing.
And of course, I can type in my message for Facebook. And of course, we've got the on-screen keyboard with the dictate button again. If I do one finger flick to the right.
Add location, button.
Okay, add location button.
Audience, friends, button.
Audience, currently friends, and no more options. One finger flick to the left and
add
keep going.
Add location text field, post, dimmed,
okay.
Button.
And of course there's my post button for Facebook. And of course that's dimmed because I don't have any text in that text edit area. So two finger scrub again to get back.
Music.
And you might have noticed this time when I exited out of the post to Facebook option, it actually took me back to the home screen because I've actually got my music icon as my first app on my home screen. Okay, so that's where you can post to Facebook and Twitter off your notifications area. And where you set up Twitter or Facebook is in settings. So if I go into settings again now.
Settings.
And one finger double tap on settings.
Settings.
Okay, and I touch towards the bottom of the screen.
General. Button.
There's general. One finger flick to the right. Keep going.
Brightness. Privacy. iCloud. Mail. Notes. Reminders. Phone. Messages. FaceTime. Maps. Safari. iTunes app. Music. Videos. Photos. iBooks. iTunes U. Twitter. Button.
Okay, there's Twitter where you can set up your Twitter account. One finger flick to the right again.
Facebook. Button.
And there's Facebook where you can set up your Facebook account. Now remember, with the Twitter and Facebook settings, you then can tweet or post from various applications in the iPhone or iPod Touch or iPad for that matter, if you're using iOS 6, from things such as Safari, etc. So press my home button and go back to my
home
screen again.
Settings.
Okay, and I was going to tell you about a feature in Siri. Of course, I can tweet and post to Facebook using Siri, so let me do that now. Send to Twitter.
You said send to Twitter. What would you like to say? Reply with can.
Just doing my iOS 6 demonstration recordings.
You said just doing my iOS 6 demonstration recordings. I updated your tweet, ready to send it. Reply with cancel or send, or double tap one of the buttons.
Okay, and that got it slightly wrong, but I'm going to say send anyway. So two finger double tap. Send.
Okay, I sent it.
Okay, and let's do one for Facebook. So two finger double tap. Post to Facebook.
You said post to Facebook, What would you like your message to say? Reply with cancel or post.
Just doing my iOS 6 demonstrations to be released later on this month.
You said just doing my iOS 6 demonstrations to release later on this month. I updated your Facebook status, ready to post it. Reply with cancel or post, or double tap.
Post.
Okay, I posted your Facebook status.
Okay, so that's both done and they've been sent. Okay, so let me just press the home button. Come back to the home screen. And just a quick note about FaceTime. FaceTime you can now use over cellular or 3G. So that's very good. You're no longer restricted to a Wi-Fi network, but of course be careful of your data usage. And of course with your phone app now, when you have an incoming call, you can activate an option where you can send a message back to the person calling so that you can't take the message as a default canned response, or you can set a reminder for yourself to ring that person back at a later stage. And the other feature that's new in iOS 6 to do with the phone is that you have a Do Not Disturb feature where only people that are listed in your favourites can get through to you, whilst other people, you actually won't hear your phone ring or vibrate. So you're in complete Do Not Disturb mode, but as I said, people in your favourites will still be able to get through to you. And where you can turn the Do Not Disturb on, let's just check in settings again.
Settings.
Okay, one finger double up on settings.
Settings. Videos. Rows 1 to 9.
Okay, go top of the screen. Okay, I just did a three finger flick up then because I went to there previously to show you another option. Okay, take my finger up top of the screen and drag my finger down.
Yeah, settings. Airplane mode. Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Personal hotspot. Carrier. Do not disturb. Off.
Okay, do not disturb is currently off. I do one finger double tap now.
On.
I've turned Do Not Disturb on. Okay, so only people that are in my favourite list can actually call me and make my phone ring or vibrate. So I'm going to turn it off again anyway.
Off.
Press the home button again.
Settings.
And I will go through in another demonstration using that phone feature to send a message back to the person or to set a reminder for yourself to call that person back. Now, your mailbox now has a VIP inbox, and I also want to show you another function in Mail as well, which is very nifty now with the VoiceOver Writer. So let me just go and touch on Mail.
Mail. Mail. All inboxes.
Okay, touch towards the top left-hand side of the screen.
Mailboxes. Back button. Mailboxes.
And now what I've got.
Edit. Button. Inboxes. Heading. All inboxes. Zero. VIP. Zero and red messages.
Okay, I've got a VIP mailbox. So you can set up your people that you wish to pay particular attention to so that their mail messages go into the VIP mailbox. And VIP doesn't stand for vision impaired person, it stands for very important person. Okay, now, but what I want to show you is the next little nice feature to do with VoiceOver in Mail. So let me just do one finger flick back to my all mailboxes.
All inboxes, zero and red messages.
One finger double tap.
All inboxes. David Woodbridge, I6, 1:48 p.m. from VIP sender.
Okay, here's my, I'm a VIP sender to myself. That's my iOS 6 notes. And what I can do, I can actually delete that if I wish. Now, I can delete it by using Mail or do a two-finger rotate clockwise.
Characters.
Two-finger counterclockwise back to the left.
Actions.
I've got an actions option in the rotor. So if I do one finger flick down.
Delete.
Delete. One finger flick back up again.
Default.
Default. So the default option, of course, would be to open up the message the way it is now, or one finger flick down.
Delete.
If I do a one finger double tap now, it would delete the message. So if I go to the next message with one finger flick to the right.
Ellen Woodbridge. F.
Okay. One finger flick down.
Delete.
I can delete, or one finger flick up.
Default.
Default to open up the message with one finger double tap. So that's actually very nice now in Mail that you've got that actions control that allows you to actually delete the message without having to fiddle around with the mail application now via the rotor. Okay, so let me just press home to come out of Mail again. Back to the home screen.
Mail.
Now, before I actually leave Mail, I just want to show you a new feature where you can have multiple signatures per account or just one signature for all your accounts. So of course for that one we need to go into settings. So I'll just locate my settings icon on my home screen.
Settings.
One finger double tap.
Settings.
And I'm going to touch towards the top of the screen.
Settings. AirPlay, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, personal, carrier, do not dis, notific, general, sounds, brightness, privacy, iCloud, mail, contacts, calendars, button.
Okay, one finger double tap.
Mail, contacts, calendars, settings, back button.
Okay, and we want to do a one finger flick to the right to get down to signature.
Mail, accounts, iCloud, David19, TPG, Gmail, add account, fetch new date, mail, show. Preview. Show to CC. Ask before delete. Load remote image. Organize by three. Always BC. Increase quote. Signature. 4. Button.
Okay, signature 4. And it's saying 4 because I've actually got 4 email accounts. So one finger double tap.
Signature. Mail. Back button.
And let's do one finger flick to the right again to just go through these options.
Signature. Heading. All accounts.
Okay, now this is if I want to make it for all accounts the same signature. I've currently got it not selected. So one finger flick to the right again.
Selected per account.
Okay, and I've got mine selected per account. So for example, one finger flick to the right.
TPG com or TPG heading.
Okay, this is my TPG account in Australia. One finger flick to the right.
Sent from my iPhone text field.
Okay, and I've just got mine saying sent from my iPhone. And if I wanted to edit that now, I could just do a one finger double tap and of course edit it with the on-screen keyboard on my Bluetooth keyboard, etc. So one finger flick to the right to get to the next account.
iCloud. Heading.
That's my iCloud account. One finger flick to the right.
Sent from my iPhone. Follow David on Twitter at Woodbridge. Subscribe to my podcast at http://davidwoodbridge.com.
Okay, text so field. As you can tell, my iCloud account has a little bit more information in it. It's got my Twitter account and my podcast feed URL in there as well. So you can either have them all the same signature, or you can have different signatures. So, for example, you could have a home signature, a work signature, and so on. So let me just press the home button to return to the home screen.
Settings.
Now, Safari now actually keeps track of all your iCloud tabs open on all your iOS devices and, of course, including your Mac. So if I go to Safari.
Tweet list. Mail. Safari.
Safari. One finger double tap.
Safari. Skip to main content.
Okay, so to get to my iCloud tabs, I need to go to bookmarks. So come back down to my home button. Up slowly.
Utilities.
Utilities.
Button.
One finger flick to the right.
Bookmarks. Bookmarks. Heading.
Okay, there's the bookmarks heading. One finger flick to the right.
Done. Button. Reading list. History. iCloud tabs.
Okay, there's the option. iCloud tabs. One finger double tap to open.
iCloud tabs. Bookmarks. Back button.
And of course, as I said, I've only got one tab open up my mountain lion on my MacBook Pro, so one finger flick to the right.
iCloud tabs. Heading.
Finger flick to the right again.
Done. Button. Open on David's MacBook Pro. Heading.
Okay, open up on David's MacBook Pro. One finger flick to the right again.
Inbox Outlook Web Access Lite.
Okay, one finger double tap on that.
Skip to main content. Security. Security.
Okay, and I've just opened up the page that was running on my MacBook Pro, now on my iPhone 4S. So that's very, very nice. Now, while we're in here too in Safari, I should also mention that this is also where you can also get to your Tweet and Facebook things as well, if you want to then post or Facebook something. Let me just come down to the bottom of the screen.
Utilities. Button.
And one finger double tap on Utilities.
Mail. Button.
And I can mail the page.
Message. Button.
Message the page.
Twitter. Button.
Twitter the page.
Facebook.
Facebook it, etc. Okay, so that's basically where if you want to Facebook or tweet the page you're on, you can also do it from this particular screen within Utilities. So for the moment, I'm just going to press the home button to come out again.
Home. Safari.
Now, Find My iPhone and Find My Friends now have some new features. The Find My Friend app now has the ability to be able to send a phone number to the person that may have your phone, and they can give you a call to hopefully arrange it to bring it back to you. And the Find My Friends app, which I haven't tried this feature, has an option where you can set a location so that if, for example, a child leaves school on their way home, you'll get a notification that that actually has happened and they've left their current location. But as I said, at the moment, I haven't tried that particular feature out, but it sounds extremely interesting, particularly for my voice. You can now have custom vibrations for alerts. And again, I'll do that in another demonstration. Now, the other nice little thing you can do now with the clock is the fact that you can actually now use your own music as your alarm, for example. Okay, let me find my clock app on my home screen.
Maps, weather, reminders, setting, utility, clock.
One finger double tap on clock.
Clock. Alarm. Edit. Button.
One finger double tap on edit.
Done.
One finger flip to the right.
Alarm. Add. Button. Delete alarm. Two. Alarm. 2:45 a.m. More info. Alarm.
2:45 a.m.
Button.
So I'm going to modify that 2:45 a.m. one.
Alarm.
Double tap on the more info button.
Edit alarm.
And one finger
cancel.
Flip to the right.
Edit alarm. Save. Repeat. Never. Sound. Strum.
Okay, it sounds currently strum. One finger double tap.
Sound. Back.
Okay, now if I touch towards the top of the screen.
Back. Back. Sound.
One finger
flip. Find more tones. Songs. Heading. Brian song. Up on the roof. Single LP. That always look on the bright side of life.
Okay, always look on the bright side of life. So these are my songs from my iTunes on my iPhone. So one finger double tap.
Selected. Always look on the bright of life.
Okay, we'll choose that one.
Brian,
so
songs, find more time.
Back.
Sound, back. Back button. Edit alarm. Cancel.
Okay,
button.
One finger flip to the right.
Edit alarm. Save. Button. Repeat. Sound. Always look on the bright side of life.
Okay, and there we go. I've confirmed it's always look on the bright side of life. So one finger flick back to the left.
Repeat. Save. Button.
And one finger double tap on save.
Alarm. Edit.
Okay,
button.
So if I was to set that alarm at 2:45 a.m., which I'm actually going to be doing very shortly as of this recording, I can have it play always look on the bright side of life, particularly that time in the morning. Okay, so you can actually use your own songs now to wake up to your alarm. Very nifty. Press the
home
button.
Clock.
Now I want to show you where a few things have actually moved around in iOS, particularly in settings. And as I mentioned earlier on, the Bluetooth has actually now moved from your general settings to the main settings screen under your Wi-Fi option. Location services has now moved to your privacy button in the main settings screen. So if you want to turn location services off, you go to settings, privacy, and then you'll find the location toggle to turn location services on or off. And of course, we mentioned the new Do Not Disturb toggle. Again, that's in your main settings screen. It's actually a new feature that wasn't there before. Now, the brightness and wallpaper controls, which were separate, have now been combined into one button to go into that now called brightness and wallpaper. So that's now one icon now, rather than previously two, again, on your main settings screen. Store control has now been renamed to iTunes and App Store. Photos control has been renamed to photo and camera control. Of course, besides Twitter, we now have the extra Facebook control or button now, so Facebook and Twitter together. And that's probably it for the main movements in your settings screen. Okay, so that was in the main settings screen. Now in your general screen, so that's settings and general. We now have the network control changed to cellular control. And we now have a new option in the new cellular control that allows you to actually check a checkbox to use apps over cellular. And of course, that option is also available for your iCloud options as well, such as documents, etc. Okay, VPN, virtual private network, has now its own control, taken out of the cellular control, so that's now in your general settings screen. And you will notice a few options in the restriction settings in general now, the way it's been organized, and the addition of a few more options. So again, that'll be covered more in depth in another demonstration. And now we come, finally, to accessibility. So far we've gone through the main features of iOS, and I've pointed out a few things that have moved in iOS, both in your settings screen and in your settings general screen. Okay, now, in accessibility, which I'm sure everybody wants to listen to, we've got the following changes. All accessibility options can now be used at the same time, and you'll be pleased to note that also includes VoiceOver and Zoom now. So let me go and find my settings icon on my home screen again.
Settings.
Okay, one finger double tap to open.
Settings.
Find my general icon.
General button.
Okay, one finger double tap on general.
General.
And
settings.
Three finger back. Flick up, of course. To scroll the screen.
iTunes Wi-Fi set. Rows 8 to 16 of 17.
Make sure I'm
rows 10 to 17 of 17.
There we go. Down towards the bottom right hand side of the screen.
Accessibility
okay,
button.
One finger double tap.
Accessibility. General. Back
okay,
button.
One finger flick to the right.
Accessibility. Heading. Vision. Heading. VoiceOver. On. Button.
And there's VoiceOver. Now, one finger flick to the right.
Zoom. Off.
There's
button.
Zoom. One finger double tap.
Zoom. Accessibility.
And
back button.
One finger flick to the right.
Zoom. Heading. Zoom. Off.
One finger double tap.
On. Zoom magnifies the entire...
Okay, and I'm now running Zoom with VoiceOver. Now, what you'll find is a few of the VoiceOver features will no longer function because you've got Zoom turned on, and I'll cover that in another demonstration. But, for example, if I do a two-finger rotate, okay, there's nothing happening on the screen with VoiceOver. And a few of the triple-tap functions also may not work, and some other gestures as well. So, as I said, I'll cover that in another demonstration. So for the moment, I'm just going to turn that off at the moment.
Zoom. On.
One finger double tap, turn it off.
Off.
Okay, and two finger scrub, just go back to the main
accessibility.
Panel.
General,
so,
back
yes,
button.
You can definitely run VoiceOver and Zoom together now. Now, the really cool thing now is that we've now got guided access, which basically means that you can do two things. You can restrict the active areas of a screen in an application so that a person cannot accidentally exit out of an application if they touch a part of the screen, or perhaps it might not be a part of the screen that you want a person to choose because it goes into the options for the application, etc. But the other thing you can do is also lock the home screen so people can't actually exit accidentally out of the application, such as children. So let me just go and access that now.
Accessibility, vision, heading, VoiceOver,
so
Zoom, large tap, invert, speak or tap, automatically speak, hearing aid, led flat, mono audio, left, right, 50, adjust, learning, guided access, off, button.
Okay, there's guided access, currently off, one finger double tap.
Guided access, accessibility, back button.
Okay, one finger flick to the right.
Guided access, heading, guided access, off.
Okay, I'm going to turn it on by doing one finger double tap.
Guided access, on.
Okay, one finger flick to the right.
Guided access keeps the iPhone in a single app and allows you to control which features are available to start guided access. Triple click the home button in the app you want to use. Heading.
Okay, one finger flick to the right.
Set passcode, button.
And I'm going to set a passcode, so one finger double tap.
Set passcode, heading. Cancel, button.
Right.
Enter a passcode. Empty password field, 4 values required, secure. Text field is editing.
Okay, and I'm just going to type in a passcode.
1, 2, 3, 4. Re-enter your passcode. 1, 2, 3, 4. Guided access. Accessibility. Back button.
Okay, now one thing I'm going to do before I actually activate guided access, because I don't want to get stuck in an application, I'm just going to come back a screen.
Accessibility.
And come down to the bottom of the screen.
Incoming calls. Default. But choose
right.
Route for incoming. Triple click. Heading.
Okay, triple click.
Triple click home. Ask. Button.
And I've currently got it set on ask. No, I don't want that. I'm going to do one finger double tap.
Triple click. Triple click home. Guided access. Button.
Okay, it's currently on guided access that I've changed it to. Because if I don't do that, I've got the potential of sticking in an application and not having VoiceOver give me an option where I can actually get out of the application, okay? So just be a bit careful when you turn this on to make sure that you've got guided access so you can get out of an application. So that's currently set on guided access, so I'm going to press the home button.
Home. Settings.
And I'm going to go into mail.
Tweet list. Mail.
One finger double tap.
Mail. Inbox.
Okay,
Dropbox.
So I'm actually using Ellen the Woodridge application to activate guided access by pressing the home button 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
Guided access. Cancel guided access start button.
Okay, and I can start guided access by doing it. One finger double tap on start.
Mail. Dropbox.
Okay, so I'm back in the mail program.
Ellen Woodridge. Ellen
if
Woodridge.
I press the home button now. Okay, I'm still
Danger.
In
Ellen Woodbridge.
The mailbox application. If I press the home button 3 times, 1, 2, 3.
Enter passcode. heading.
Okay, now it wants me to enter the passcode for guided access. So I type in my highly secure passcode.
One, two, three, four. Okay. Guided access. Cancel button.
Okay, and I can do one finger double tap on cancel.
Mail.
And press
inbox.
The home button.
Mail.
Okay, I'm out of the application. My warning is, if you turn guided access on, before you activate it in an application that you want somebody to stay in, just check in triple click that it is on guided access and not ask, so that then when you press the home button three times to exit the application and access guided access to let you out, that you can get to that option. So just a warning when you start playing with that option. Okay, so let me go into settings accessibility because I want to show you another very cool
search
feature which has been
important
for a while.
Search iPhone, home, music.
So I'm going to find my settings icon again.
New stand, full page, one of four, page, new stand, passport, game sent, clock, utilities, settings. Accessibility, general, back button.
Okay, let me just go down through accessibility.
Accessibility, vision, voice, over zoom, large, to convert, speak, select, speak, automatic, hearing, hearing aid, led, flat, mono, audio, left, right, 50, automatic, physical, guided
access,
on,
so that's
button.
Guided access. Now the next option is
physical motor, heading, assistive touch, off, home click speed, default, button.
Okay, home click speed, which is currently the default. And this is how fast or slow you need to press the home button. So if I do one finger double tap to access it.
Home click speed. Accessibility. Back button.
One finger flick to the right.
Home click speed. Heading. Adjust the speed required to activate double and triple click home. Heading.
Okay.
Selected. Default.
That's default.
Slow.
Now if I choose slow, one finger double tap.
Selected. Slow.
Okay, it's just pulsed the iPhone to show me how slow it is. And that was a 1, 2, 3 vibrate. So if I do one finger flick to the right.
Slowest.
That's slowest. One finger double tap again.
Selected. Slowest.
And that was 1, 2, 3. That's how fast the vibration was. One finger flick to the right again. And that's it. So we've got slowest.
Slow.
Slow.
Default.
And default. If I double tap on default again.
Selected. Default.
That's 1, 2, 3. Very quick. So let me put it on very slow. One finger flick to the right.
Slow. Slowest.
Okay, slowest. One finger double tap.
Selected. Slowest.
1, 2, 3. So if I now press my home button twice to bring up my app switcher. 1, 2.
App switcher. Mail.
Okay, and there's my app switcher. So it does definitely slow down the home button because some people do have trouble pressing that twice or three times. That makes it a lot easier. I'm just going to put it back to default. So I'm going to do one finger double tap on mail so I can bring back
mail.
Up my settings. So one finger double tap, so to speak, on my home button again.
App switcher. Settings.
One finger double tap on settings.
Settings. Home click speed. Accessibility. Back button.
One finger flick to the right.
Home click speed. Adjust the speed. Default.
One finger double tap on
selected.
Default.
Default.
And just went pulse, pulse, pulse very quickly, which is a normal 1, 2, 3 speed. So press the home button and go back to my main home screen.
Settings.
Okay, we're back to the settings icon. Now, one thing I won't go through here, but there's a new settings feature in accessibility, and you might have heard it under hearing, is that there's a new feature to link up the iPhone to specific Bluetooth hearing aids now. So as of this recording, I'm not too sure which Bluetooth hearing aids are accessible. But that's definitely an option in iOS 6 now to use it with hearing aids. Now, just finally, I want to move on to some voice over specific functions. We've just been talking sort of generally about more to do with general accessibility. So as I mentioned before, now I've got that action option in the rotor where you can flick between default or delete in an email. And that also appears in other applications as well. In your rotor now, if you turn it on under Settings, General Accessibility, VoiceOver Rotor, you've also got a punctuation setting that you can now get to in the rotor. Now, I've already got mine turned on, so if I do a two-finger rotate.
Punctuation.
There's punctuation, one finger flick down.
All punctuation.
All punctuation, one finger flick down.
Some punctuation.
Some.
No punctuation.
None.
All punctuation.
And all punctuation. So if I touch my status line now.
3:56 p.m. Status bar item.
Okay, 3:, so one finger flick down.
Some punctuation. No punctuation.
And touch it again.
3:56 p.m.
Okay, no
status bar item.
So you can definitely change your punctuation on the fly if you've got that option selected in your rotor settings in VoiceOver. And I have mentioned previously that, of course, you can now use VoiceOver and Zoom together, which is very nice. And you can also use it with assistive touch to set up certain gestures. I've actually not tried that of this demonstration. And one final big feature I want to show, which is different to do with the on-screen keyboard, is let me bring up the Spotlight search by just pressing the home button from the main home screen.
Search field is editing. Search iPhone.
Now, with touch typing mode, we know that when we touch a letter on the screen, it's going to activate straight away. So if I just type in the letter H.
Capital H. Capital H.
Okay, let's put H in. Now, if I put my finger on the
top
shift,
search result, mail.
Yes, thank you. Now, if I put my finger on the shift key.
Shift.
Okay, remember before you had to do a double tap to activate shift. If I just take my finger off now, it's actually activated shift straight away. So I've now got a capital letter. So if I type in letter E.
Capital E.
Okay, it's in capitals. Echo. So I'll tap my finger off.
Capital E.
So basically what they've done is they've made the modification keys now active with one touch. So you don't have to one finger double tap, as I just demonstrated on the shift key, or on the symbols key. So if I touch the symbols key.
Dictate. More. Numbers.
Okay, and take my finger up.
More. Letters.
Okay, you can hear it's activated the toggle straight away. And the only thing I don't like now with the touch keyboard mode to activate the item straight away is the delete key.
Delete.
Okay, so let me just press the home button and go back to the main home screen again.
Home. Music.
And even though I skipped over it briefly, let me just then take you through the whole accessibility screen now, just to give you a final idea of its new layout as it's got those new functions in it. Okay, so let's go to the settings icon.
Utilities, clock, settings.
One finger double tap.
Settings, home click speed, accessibility.
Okay, we're still in home click speed, so I'm going to do a two-finger scrub to go back.
Accessibility, general, back button.
And we're in general, so I'm going to touch the top of the screen.
General, back button.
And I'm just going to do one finger flick.
Accessibility,
right.
Heading, vision, heading.
And there's our vision heading.
VoiceOver, on, button.
VoiceOver, of course.
Zoom, off, zoom. Button. Large text, off. Button.
Large text.
Invert colors. Off.
Invert colors. One finger flick to the right again.
Speak selection. On.
Speak
button.
Selection.
Speak auto text. On.
Speak auto text.
Automatically speak auto corrections and auto hearing. Heading.
Okay, is there a hearing heading?
Hearing aids. Button.
That's a hearing aids option where you can get to sync to certain hearing aids.
LED flash for alerts. Off.
LED flash, of course.
Mono audio.
Mono
off.
Audio.
Left right stereo balance.
Left right stereo balance.
50. Adjustable, automatically speak auto corrections and auto capitalizations. Heading.
Okay, auto speak.
Physical motor. Heading.
Yeah, physical motor.
Guided access.
There's
on
our
button.
Guided access.
Triple click. Heading.
Triple click heading.
Assistive touch. Off. Button.
There's assistive touch to do your custom gestures.
Home click speed. Default. Button.
There's home click speed.
Incoming calls. Default. Button.
Okay, incoming calls is default.
Choose route for incoming calls. Heading.
Okay, of course, you can change it to either be a headset or the loudspeaker if you like.
Triple click. Heading.
And there's triple click.
Triple click home. Guided access. Button.
Okay, that's currently set on guided access. And that's it. So let me just one finger double tap on triple click home so you can just use
triple
new
click.
Features.
Accessibility. Back button.
So one finger flip to the right.
Triple click. Heading. Triple click the home button for. Head selected. Guided access.
Okay,
dimmed.
Guided access. Just currently dim because it's active.
VoiceOver.
VoiceOver.
Selected. Guided access. Dimmed.
Okay, guided access is currently dimmed, of course, because I actually turned it off.
VoiceOver.
VoiceOver.
Invert colors.
Invert colors.
Zoom.
Zoom.
Assistive touch.
Assistive touch. And that's it. So I'm going to actually put it back to VoiceOver to complete this demonstration.
Zoom. Invert color. VoiceOver.
Okay, one finger double tap.
Selected. VoiceOver.
Okay, press my home button.
Home. Settings.
Okay, back to the settings on my main screen. And, of course, triple click on my home button. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver off.
Okay, and, of course, turn it back on again. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver on.
Okay, so that concludes the demonstration of quite a few of the main iOS 6 features, where things have moved in the settings and general screens, and a quick look of some of the major accessibility changes to do with general accessibility, and in particular, in our case, VoiceOver. And remember, you can check on the accessibility features of iOS by going to www.apple.com/accessibility. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.